All right, inhale and inhale and take a breath and oh, you were late, so you don't know what we're doing. All right, stop. What we're doing is we're learning how to control our breathing. And we're doing breathing exercises to prepare to sing. We're going to do some singing with it in a moment, but I just want them to get used to singing and to breathing in rhythm and using the diaphragm. We're inhaling through our nose and exhaling through the mouth. And each time you exhale, you should pull in your diaphragm. Huh.
Pull it in.
Each clap means to pull it in tighter, pull it in tighter. Don't relax it until after the triplet, after the three. Okay? Are you ready? Inhale and inhale. 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 Don't relax. Breathe, breathe, breathe. All sopranos, ready? And breathe, breathe, breathe. Miss Sopranos, do my hand. One, raise your hand, raise your hand. All of you come over here. In the black church, it's very rare, but in any church I have noticed that men are few in number. And because of that, quite often you will have females singing tenor. Okay? And there are some music teachers who will say, females don't sing tenor. In gospel music, any woman who sings second alto can sing tenor. Okay? So if you're an alto and you sing in a low range, you can sing tenor. All right? So I want to make that clear, and I'll make it clear again. I'll repeat myself tonight. I hate you.
Wait a minute, we'll do it again.
All right, again.
Three, three, three.
And 100 people in a group, and you divide them into four parts, you still want each section to be able to balance out to the other section. No one section should ever be louder than another section. Now, the softest group of people I have right now are the tenors. Okay? So that I want the tenors to balance out. If you can't hear the other section, you're too loud. Okay? That's another thing that you have to work as far as tone quality. It's kind of hard to pick today. So it's ready, one, two, ready, and rest. It's a song that you have to learn how to breathe and be able to connect, okay? You're gonna connect sounds together, okay? And you'll have to have long breath control. Now, just because you're sitting and we're getting ready to sing words, don't get into a lazy position. But remember, keep practicing the breathing. You don't learn it overnight, okay? And you'll find yourself singing up here. We're going to talk about head voice, chest voice a little bit later, and using your mouth as a way of having better resonance. But there's no sense in by teaching that until I have everybody going to be in the class at one time, because I don't like to keep on going over and over. I feel like I'm getting seen that. I want you to learn these words. They come from song. I think it's 37, I think. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
How excellent is thy name.
How excellent is thy name.
All right, now we're going to learn a gospel anthem, okay? Let's say those words again. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
How excellent is thy name.
How excellent is thy name.
Okay, there's more to it. Thank you.
Thank you. still using a diaphragm. And when you get to those notes, you're going to have to pull in and push that air out. Okay, let's do that once again.
Oh,
quite loud one, yeah. Okay, this time we'll start from the beginning. Who starts?
Women.
All the women in unison. And the second time it goes back around, you fall into harmony. Okay? Beautiful harmony. If I had one of you in the table,
Now, have we constructed what time this class begins? Do we know what time this class begins?
2:15.
It's 2:15 until
3:30. Oh,
3:30. 2:15 to 3:30, right? And so Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be 2:15. I will be here, all right. Okay, then I'll see you at 6:15. One breath. Inhale. One breath. Don't cheat.
Instruments.
Okay? So you can do the very same thing, and we're going to work with some of that. Another reason why it's easier, or it sounds easier, it looks hard for those who are not familiar with it, the black professor told me that the Constitution, basically, the framework of black singers is a little bit different. Most have broader noses. Most of them have, as far as their head cavity is concerned, probably a little wider forehead. And the cavity is built a little bit different. That's why, I guess, when they have those people that can, you know, when the flesh is gone and they find a skeleton, they can usually tell what type or race a person was from by the skeletal build. Okay? That's the same way in singing. There is a certain skeletal build. And if you don't have a particular build, you compensate, right? Okay, you compensate for not having a broad nose, then you compensate with the mouth, with the sounds up in the cavity, and using head sounds rather than throat sounds. Okay, using chest sounds rather than nose sounds. Okay, am I making sense to you?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's try.
What shall I sing today?
with, in the music class, looking at some spirituals and box out those spirituals. I put a chart up here today. I just want to educate you on something. All black religious music is not gospel, right?
Right.
And all black religious music is not spiritual, okay? Now I have to turn this around in a circle, but I don't know. If you start at the bottom, when we first came, when my ancestors first came to America, they, of course, were African people. And because of that, they had a particular pride and a particular culture. And that culture was taken from them, snatched from them, and they were denied many of freedoms as far as even expressing themselves. And during that time, they had chants and cries and moans that they would use because they weren't allowed to gather in public places and be together to sing. From that came spirituals. And I have it listed as pure spirituals. It's at the bottom of the list. Can you see that? It says pure spirituals. Now, pure spirituals were inspired songs, and they were songs that were thought of as people sang them. You know, be out in the field, start singing your spiritual. And you have, out of those pure spirituals, you have, I wrote down this song, Wicked and Confused. You have several kinds. You have praise spirituals, you have feel spirituals, you have shouts, you have hollers, and you have freedom spirituals. So that would count up for your pure spirituals. Then you have what's called concert spirituals. What do you think that would be? For performance, when people began to capture the songs, the traditional songs, and write them on paper and write it in music form for others to sing, the concert spiritual came into being. The Fisk Jubilee Singers did pure spirituals as well as concert spirituals, those songs that were arranged by people such as Death, Burley, okay? Later on, you know, the different writers who began to capture the songs, and but J.T. Justin Harrison, when he began to make a musical arrangements, those are concert spirituals. And there are people who are still writing concert spirituals in the 80s. And there are some, I thought of one, and I'm good at remembering tunes, but hard at words. So I have to go back and see if I can find my words to one that a young man wrote in 1980. I'm going to try to bring that to you. Then you have what is called anthem spirituals, those that have an anthem sound. We did one earlier today that would be considered an anthem, and we're going to learn part of it today. And those who have already worked on it, they know the work that you will have to do. Then after your anthems, you have what is called black meter hymn. Those were hymns that were adapted from the European style of worship, plus some of the blacks who began to write hymns. And it was a little bit different. One of the ladies who were here yesterday tried to demonstrate for you their interpretation of a meter hymn. And last night while I was asleep, I heard it just as clear. And I was trying, because I want to really show you how it goes. So I'm going to take 3 or 4 people, and I'm going to try to teach them how to do one, and then try to bring it to you by Friday. Hopefully, I get some volunteers. Then we have the hymn with soul. And those were like the song, Thank You, Jesus. You know the song we did, Oh Today? That's a hymn with soul, okay? Then original gospel, which would be that also of Thomas Dorson, then contemporary gospel. And I split original gospel and contemporary gospel because you have the era of Thomas Dorsey, Roberta Martin, Mahalia Jackson. Those were the original people who started it. That was traditional. Then you had James Cleveland, and he would be considered a traditional gospel singer. is not real fancy. Then your contemporary gospel needs to be broken into two groups. Now, tomorrow with the records, I can show you the different styles. It's hard to explain verbally. On the back, Wyatt T. Walker drew a tree, and I will copy it, and he knows me, so if somebody goes back and tell him that I copied his tree, it's all right. I want you to have a picture of it. It's a tree with branches, and the trunk of the tree is all black. And that part of the tree talks about the spirituals and how blues derive from the spiritual and how the church music arrives from the spirituals. He interprets it as a time